Welcome to Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness, a show about, well, journeys in health, nutrition, and fitness. I'm your host, owner of Fig Fitness Studio, Stephanie Quinones. Welcome to episode 3 of Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. Our guest today is Ashley Oliver. Today we will discuss Ashley's weight loss journey and how she accomplished it through diet and exercise alone. I was inspired by Ashley's story after meeting her in the park for an outdoor fitness class I was teaching. I think it's important to share local stories of the average person taking charge of their health and provide a source of inspiration. Now it's time to tune in to Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness with our special guest, Ashley Oliver. I'd like to welcome Ms. Ashley Oliver to Journeys in Nutrition, Health, and Fitness. And we're going to start this episode off with an icebreaker. Most of the people that I'm initially interviewing, I kind of know a little bit. But for those who I may not know, I still want to do icebreaker, but I still like to do one before we get into the meat of the podcast. And so I'd like to ask Ms. Ashley how we met, if you remember how we met.
We met when you were doing the lake bottom step thing.
Yes.
I saw your post on Facebook and I was like, oh, that would be neat. I haven't done step before. I had tried. And I was like, oh, this will be neat. So, yeah, that's how we met in Lake Bottom.
Okay, at Lake Bottom Park. All right. Okay, so I do remember that. And I remember you telling me that you walked and then you told me that you lost this insane amount of weight. And I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. And you telling me that you did it all just through diet and exercise, which is amazing. So when I decided to do the podcast, you were one of the first people that popped up in my head. So, thank you for agreeing to do the podcast, and we're going to go ahead and get started.
Okay.
So my first question is, tell me a little bit about what life was like before you started on your journey.
So I started out, my heaviest was about 530 pounds. And I've always been heavy. I was never a small child, never a small teenager. I've always been heavy. Mm-hmm. It got really bad the very top of 2019. I got really sick at work, and I had started losing my vision actually in 2018, and I thought, well, it's time for new glasses, you know. Right. You know, new glasses, and it was like November. I was like, it's time for new glasses. So in January, you know, I'll just get new glasses, you know. That's what's wrong. Mm-hmm. But then January came around, and it wasn't the glass. I had went ahead and got a new prescription. That was not it. So when I got sick, I found out, and I had always been pre-diabetic, but they said that I was diabetic, and my blood sugar was like in the 500s.
Wow.
It was really bad. I couldn't keep anything down. Like I couldn't see, which was the worst thing. Like that was the worst thing. Mm-hmm. But as far as like my social life and stuff, like that was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was, it was just and my health didn't start to decline until, or at least I thought, you know, mm-hmm. until January of 2019, it was really rough for me.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I'm going to follow this in order. Okay, so along your journey, so we understand what happened before the journey. When you first started into your, you know, you had your aha moment, you know, my vision's going, I'm getting sick. Mm-hmm. What hurdles did you personally face and how did you overcome them?
While I was losing weight?
When that process first started, when you first started on your journey.
Well, I was like, I have to take control of this, you know? Right. And, it was really hard ever because old habits die hard. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I would, and I really didn't eat. I didn't eat awful, you know, mm-hmm. but like starting on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, I would eat, me and my husband, we would go eat out, you know, so it was, I had to stop that, you know, and I had to get into a routine of having to exercise, which I didn't like it. I don't know. It was hard and it hurt. And I would come home after work and, you know, but that was the biggest thing. And then another thing was going to the gym or being around people, being as heavy as I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course I started out slow, you know what I'm saying? So right. I was like, oh, you know, these people are looking at me like, you know, they, and what are they thinking? Like, they probably think I'm late, you know, like that, you know, right. Like, that was the biggest thing, and having to get out of that mindset, like, well, they here for a reason. It may not be the same reason I'm here,
right?
They're here doing the same thing. So that was the biggest thing, like just getting out of my head and what people thought.
Right. Okay. Let's see what's next. What helped you along the way? So initially, and I tell people this all the time, it's a mental thing. So once you get here, once you get out of your head, or once you get it in your mind, this is what you want to do. There's no stopping you. Now with the self motivation there, what inspired you, or what motivated you to keep going? Whether it's people, a book, inspirational videos on YouTube, what was it that helped push you along?
Feeling helpless, because again, I lost my vision, and mm-hmm. my favorite thing to do is read.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Didn't do that. And I remember sitting here in my living room having to listen to the TV because I couldn't see it.
Right.
And I was like, I never, ever, ever want to get in that type of situation. I don't ever want to be helpless, you know? Even to the point where my husband's like, well, I'll read to you. And I'm like, not like,
right.
Nope. So I don't ever want to get like that again. I don't ever want to not be able to drive myself places or not be able to work. So when I do start to get lazy, I'm like, okay, you're going to lose your vision.
Right. Right. Okay. Good. Okay. What is a common myth about your experience, or anybody that might be going on a fitness journey, health, nutrition, what is something that you hear that based on your experience, you're like, that ain't true? Or
that you're always more energized. You won't be more energized. Some days you're just tired.
Right.
Or, oh, after this workout, or now that I exercise, I just want to eat healthy all the time. And no. That's the biggest myth. Like, I would hear people say, oh, now that I work out, you know, I have so much energy. No, where you get that from? Because I don't feel that way, not all the time. But okay, keep going. What's my experience?
I like that one. out of 100, probably maybe about 7 out of 10, I'm going to feel that way. But there's that big 30% that be like, when they come, it hit hard.
Yeah. Hot. Now leave alone. I don't know.
Okay. I like that. Okay. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Seeing where I come from. Like, I, like, now I jog. Mm-hmm. I'm slow, you know, but I jog. Yeah, you know, and I can say, oh, I jog at Lake Bottom. Or I go to the gym and I can jog on treadmill. Now, I'm slow. And that's okay. But it would take me 45 minutes to walk a mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I can finish a mile in about 12, you know. Sometimes on a good day when my knee don't hurt. you know, I can do it. I can run or jog real slow, 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I finish it in 48 minutes. I've never been able to do that ever. And like, so that's what makes me feel like my best self is being able to do that.
What advice would you give someone that was in your situation before you started your fitness journey? What advice would you give them for them to start on their journey or their path to better health, eating more healthier, and having a more fit lifestyle?
I tell people now, start with nutrition first. Start with nutrition first, because if you try to do both, like if you try to eat right and exercise at the same time in the same week, you're gonna quit.
Yeah.
You're gonna quit. You're going to quit because it's hard. You know, I gotta track my food, I gotta weigh my food, I gotta practice portion control. Then you want me to go outside and walk, or you want me to go to the gym, you want me to do all this in one day, and I want some ice cream. So I don't just work on nutrition first. I had to research, like with the help of my diabetic counselor, she helped me a lot too, but I had to research things that I liked, or how my body, even how, like, what foods would make my blood sugar spike up,
right?
You know, so like start with that first, do that for about a month or two, and then start incorporating, you know, 20 minute walks first, 10 minute walks, and then work your way up.
Okay. Now, I'm going to piggyback off of that, because I tell people that all the time. The hardest thing is the nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise and the fitness, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It comes easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get your eating under control, that is the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing, in my opinion.
It is. It's hard. It's hard. Even now.
Okay. What do you wish you knew? What do you wish you had known when you first started your journey?
I wish I had done it earlier. I wish when I was going to the doctor and they were saying, you're pre-diabetic. I wish I had of listened to that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I was like, okay, I'm pre-diabetic. Oh, okay. I'm gonna take this metformin. It's gonna be all right, you know? And my was at first, as long as I'm not as big as the biggest person that I know, right?
Right.
And then I got bigger than the biggest person that I knew. So then I wish I had this get up and go, and back then I feel like I could have avoided a lot of heartache, you know, and a lot of frustration. Then I feel like I would have had a better life in terms of, now I can do stuff, you know, mm-hmm. like now I can, or I can just simply walk in the store and be like, we going somewhere, I'm gonna get a pair of pants, you know, like
right.
that, you know. So I wish I had started earlier, but here we are.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Now, okay. I noticed something on your page, and I'm gonna bring it up. I was stalking. I saw where you said, and it actually goes back to something you said earlier when you first started on your journey, about you not liking to work out in the evening, but you like mm-hmm. to get it done in the morning.
It's the worst.
And then you mentioned earlier, you said you want to get off from work, you want to go home, you don't want to go work out nowhere, you want to go ahead and get it over. So tell me a little bit about that.
So I absolutely, with everything I have, hate evening workouts. Ooh, I don't. So I just feel I'm a morning person, you know, I'm a morning person. Right at times, time for me to get off, I'm tired, I want to come home, leave me alone, I want to do it, but I will do it, you know. Mm-hmm. But like I'll get up at about 4:30, 4:45, now that we're back in school, you know, right. And go to the gym so I can do a 4 hour. And it's just, it's better. I feel better. I feel better about, you know, what I'm eating during the day. Cause you know, you exercise and give you some calories back. I can go ahead and eat a big breakfast and don't matter, cause I haven't worked out, you know, right. But I feel better in the morning. Do I have more energy in the morning than in the evening? And I work two jobs. So by the time I get home, I don't want to go run home. I don't want to run in the park. No man.
Okay, so I have three signature questions that I'm going to ask all of my podcast guests. And so they're going to deal with each of the aspects of the podcast, health, nutrition, fitness. So the first one is, how has your health improved since you've started your journey?
According to my lab numbers, I'm no longer diabetic.
Awesome.
I don't take anything. I don't take metformin. I don't take insulin. So that's better. Of course, my eyesight is better.
Yes.
I'm able to jog and move around. So it's overall, it's helped a lot with my health. No blood pressure medicine. I sleep better. It's
awesome.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the next one is, what is your favorite healthy meal? It's easy for people to say what their favorite junk food meal is. What is your favorite healthy meal?
Ooh, so I really like squash.
You said that like you was shame.
Ooh, I really like it. And I like to eat kale, kale, and I drizzle just a little bit of olive oil on it and get a little soft. And then I put zucchini and squash slices on it with about 4 ounces of chicken. It is great.
Good. Most of the time when you ask about their favorite meals, it's some hot wings, some lemon pepper wings, and
that's all good stuff, but no.
Helping me. Okay, I like that. All right, and the last one is, what fitness routine or exercise routine that you enjoy the most? I hear you talking a lot about walking and jogging. So what is your favorite fitness or workout routine?
Jogging is kind of a hobby now. Even though I'm slow, I throw that in, I'm slow. But it's my favorite, and I like to, it's this this channel on YouTube called The Body Project that I subscribe to, and it's a lot of low impact because my knees are so bad, you know, still are, but it's low impact, high intensity, and it's a good workout too. Okay. I like
it. Well, Ashley, thank you so much. I appreciate your energy, and I loved it when I met you down at the park that day, and you came down to the class outside at Lake Bottom. So I thank you so much for agreeing to do the podcast.
No problem.
Looking forward to doing other stuff with you when all this foolishness with COVID dissipates. I do want to give our listeners some information. I know you have a support group on Facebook, an accountability group is what I like to refer to them as, or a fit family. If you can tell our listeners a little bit about your group on Facebook and give them some information where they can follow you at.
The group on Facebook is called Fit Chicks. And it's just for women. It's just for women. And it's just, like you say, it's accountability, you know, just a place where you can post what you're eating, what you're doing. Even if you're not having a good day, you know, you can post about it. That's fine. And then Ashley Sierra on Facebook, all I talk about really honestly is what I'm eating, where I'm working out at. And Instagram at I Am Ashley Sierra is the same content, what I'm eating, where I'm working out at.
Well, thank you again, Ashley, and we're going to cut out now. So thank you again for joining me on Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness is brought to you by Thick Fitness Studio. Join us at Thick Fitness Studio, where we make fitness fun.